At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Yeah, I mean, these guys just want to make plays. L doing a great job, O-line doing a great job, blocking, giving L time, he's delivering the ball, and those guys want to make plays. Work hard in practice, you know, so get the showcase in the game. And I feel like, you know, those guys have been doing that, and glad it happened today.
Derrick Henry post-game talking about the offensive line. Derrick Henry sporting a Genesis We Can't Dance Tour t-shirt post-game, which I found.
Is that when they're like kind of walking the Bengals Egyptian thing?
I went to that show at RFK Stadium. I almost asked him, are you a fan of Genesis or just the shirt? But he didn't seem in the mood for jokes. Derrick Henry had 11 carries for 23
yards.
Maybe
Adam Sandler sent it to him. Sandler was recently in town. Doesn't it sound like the kind of couldn't you see Adam Sandler in like a t-shirt like that?
Yes, except this one was sleeveless.
Probably wouldn't fit most people.
Yeah. Henry, 11 carries for 23 yards. The Ravens rushed for 45 yards as a team yesterday.
How about, Henry and Lamar combining for less than 50 rushing yards.
It's incredible. And we talked in the open a little bit about this. Not a good day for the O-line. Really good day for the Browns D-line.
Not everybody has Myles Garrett and Jim Schwartz and that group that he's really excited about. So that's the good news. You don't face them every day. There have been issues with the right side of the offensive line in particular two straight weeks. So we chronicle it, we monitor it, and we move on. We don't obsess about it. But what really kind of blew me away watching how that game unfolded is under how many different iterations of the Ravens would a day like this have just sort of brought out the worst in them, snowballed the worst way. You know, early in his career, probably would have led to Lamar forcing some balls he'd want back, or maybe Lamar just deciding to take off a little bit out of frustration and ill-advised, and you know, that can lead to some of those bigger collisions. Like, I just felt like after a week in which we talked about the lack of, and by we, I mean Marlon Humphrey, talked about the lack of maturity in their defense, I thought it showed a lot of maturity in them on offense, from Monk on down, to understand that we're still going to have to run into the belly of the beast enough to sustain balance and to, you know, perpetually establish play action. But they did, their intent did evolve. I think some of the routes they started running in the second half evolved. And they rolled to 40 points, and I get it, the defense helped. But they rolled to 40 points on a day in which not only like, okay, the gross yardage is down and the yards per carry are down. There wasn't an explosive to be found. Like, usually on a day where they got bottled up defensively by the other team's defense on the ground, there would at least be two or three explosives that might have, like, ignited. This was literally 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And at the end of the day, by late third quarter, it didn't matter.
It was the lowest rushing output in the Lamar Jackson era. And Lamar had the longest run for the Ravens at 11 yards. He only had two carries in that game.
True media would say 12 plus is an explosive run. So there's literally no explosive run.
And Derrick Henry's longest rush, 8 yards. I believe that was the one where he fumbled.
He had two 8-yard runs.
And Tylan Wallace ended up recovering it. And really, if you just focus on Lamar passing-wise, he was a little off early in the
first
game.
Half, he was not good.
No.
And then you wait until the clocks hit zero, he's got another 4-touchdown game, and his passer rating's 128.6. So it was a game in which it wasn't vintage Lamar Jackson, but damn efficient.
So let's play the talk show game, Jason, that I like to play sometimes with you. Was this a bad day or a bad sign?
I mean, I think it's a bad matchup. Henry has not gone off against the Browns. Now, I thought he might get close to 100 yards because I thought he might get 20-some carries because I thought it might be a closer game.
Yeah. I thought he'd have, as you said earlier, I thought he'd have a couple splash runs.
Yeah, and I thought he'd break one or two long ones, and at the end of the day, he'd look, and it wouldn't look like one of these things is not like all the others. This is certainly one of these things not like all the others. I think Schwartz had that D-line, and everybody, I'm going to throw, and the second and third level, and safeties, box safeties like Delpit, everybody.
They were selling out.
In a furor. Over stopping this guy, and they were willing to talk about it, and they were willing to back it up. So no, I don't think you're going to get that every week, and I'm by no means concerned. I'm more enthused that at the end of the day it was a byproduct rather than the main story. I just felt like it was a flashpoint as to why, not that we need to relitigate this, but like why Giro had to go and how this thing was never going to hit anything. Not only could it not hit back-to-back 40-point games, and we don't even talk about it, like it couldn't hit anything close to this under a lot of other people. And I'm not saying Monk's the only one, and it's all
it's Monk, a short list, though.
But like this is a whole different era to what that original revolution was, right? We had the revolution. We're going to be revolutionary in the other way. Now we're so revolutionary, we can score 40 on you, and our Hall of Fame running back and our leading rusher by a quarterback in NFL history don't even have to do anything with their legs, and we'll start really slow. And even that quarterback cannot hit the side of a barn for the first half, and we're still can. And that's a really good Browns defense, and we can still eviscerate you.
Yeah, I think to your point, you almost there's a side of me that comes away impressed.
Because, I'm definitely impressed
because you got zero out of the most vaunted running game in all of football, and you still posted a 40 perker.
Well, it just tells you it's back to that pick your poison offense when you got guys like Tez Walker and Tylan Wallace combining for 3 touchdowns in that football game, and you don't have the ground game. Bateman and Andrews did nothing for you. The defense flexed. They can win in different ways.
I will say this. It's been a weird 2 weeks for Derrick Henry.
Yeah. He's fumbled in each game.
It's just been, I mean, from being totally unstoppable to fumbling and not being able to get a run to fumbling early in this one to not being able to get going. Like, I'm just been a little weird to me.
Coming up next on the program, it is T-Bone time. Nothing like a Monday T-Bone time with TMI, with TM. What you got?
I wanted to get a little bit more into Roquan Smith and his performance and if he can get back to being that high-level impact player. And also, Nnamdi Matabike, we've talked a lot about him this offseason. Can he get back to closer to that 2023 form? Well, he's off to a strong start. We'll tell you how strong next on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK. and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.